Frankly, written and read by Nicola Sturgeon. Preface. I've always wanted to write a book, but I haven't always been sure I should write this book. Before putting pen to paper, I had to convince myself that I was motivated by more than the vanity and self-justification that so often characterises political memoirs. I don't claim that these traits will be completely absent, but I do hope I reach beyond them. I have tried to reveal the person behind the politician, the seemingly confident, combative woman who dominated Scottish politics for more than a decade, unnerved the Westminster establishment, helped lead Scotland to the brink of independence and steered it through a global pandemic, is, underneath it all, painfully shy, an introvert, someone who has always struggled to believe in herself. On many days, even at the height of my political powers, the toughest battle I would fight was with the voice in my head telling me I wasn't good enough. Like all women, since the dawn of time, I have faced misogyny and sexism so endemic that I didn't always recognise it as such. I have also encountered the snobbery and condescension that conditions many working class people to believe that power and influence are not for us. An understanding of the politician I became requires an appreciation of all of that. It also demands glimpses of the child, teenager and young adult I was. In the pages that follow, I will retrace my journey from hiding under the table with a book at my fifth birthday party to standing on the steps of Bute House and leading my country for the best part of a decade. I will describe the hurdles I overcame and the sacrifices I made. I will open up about my private life, including the heartbreak and guilt of losing a baby. I will reflect on my achievements and regrets, as well as the many lessons I learned along the way. My story, though, is more than just a personal one. My career on the front line of politics coincided with the most momentous period in modern Scottish history. As either front row observer or active participant, I was in the room through all of it. I don't think anyone has written in a single volume the political story of Scotland over these years. Certainly, no one has done it from my perspective. I grew up and became politically active in the Thatcher years and stood for Parliament in Tony Blair's landslide election. I campaigned in the referendum that led to the re-establishment of the Scottish Parliament and became one of its inaugural members. I was the Deputy First Minister and Health Secretary in the first ever SNP government and helped secure our landslide re-election 4 years later. I negotiated the Edinburgh Agreement, which paved the way for the independence referendum, co-authored the white paper Independence Prospectus, and was one of the key figures in a campaign that brought Scotland to the brink of becoming an independent country. I became the first woman to enter Bute House as First Minister, the first female keeper of the Great Seal of Scotland in more than 600 years. In 2015, the party I led redrew the political map of Scotland. I won all 8 of the elections I contested as SNP leader. I was also a leading advocate for Remain in the ill-fated Brexit referendum. As First Minister, I interacted with 5 UK Prime Ministers, from David Cameron to Rishi Sunak, with Theresa May, Boris Johnson, and, albeit for the briefest of moments, Liz Truss along the way. I represented Scotland across the globe, at the British-Irish Council and at 5 UN climate change summits, including COP26 in my home city of Glasgow. I led Scotland through the COVID pandemic, the most traumatic and disruptive experience of our generation. I spent hours of private time with the late Queen. I tried and failed to secure the second independence referendum that I still fervently believe will happen and be won in my lifetime. By the time I stood down as First Minister in March 2023, I was the longest serving incumbent of the office. These 30 extraordinary years of Scottish political history demand to be chronicled. This book does so from my unique vantage point. It always takes a while for the dust to settle when a leader leaves office,